英语听力模拟试题44。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Who did you say was coming over today? I might be at my parents' house until tomorrow, so I will miss your friends if they're still coming.
It's not my friends. The tree service workers are the ones who will be here later.
Miss, can I interest you in the seafood special tonight? It won't start until 9, but it's only $25, half the usual price.
Oh, really? There is only 15 minutes to go.
My interview is on Monday, but I only have the formal shirts I bought for the school dance.
These shirts are fine. We should go get you a trendier hairstyle.
You think so? I think all of these shirts are too colorful or casual. Who's the person in Mr. Abar's yard?Is he helping Mr. Abar to put in a new pool?
Oh, that's Chris Powell. He's helping to make a taller barrier so people can't climb into the yard. I met him when I was cutting the grass. You looked great out there. I know you didn't reach your goal, but you should be proud.
I wish I could do better, but I honestly think this is the best that I will ever do. It was a good race, though.
现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Isn't this so exciting, Liz? We get to move to a new town next month. I'm so pleased about the area, too. California's weather is so beautiful.
I just want to get it over with.We should have just left this week. Dad is already out there anyway.
We have to wait until Mom is ready to go. She wants to do things like transferring her bank accounts and setting up her new driver's license. Besides, she still has work to finish.
I guess so. I'm just glad she told her boss early on. Otherwise, we might be stuck here even longer.
Isn't this so exciting, Liz?We get to move to a new town next month. I'm so pleased about the area, too. California's weather is so beautiful.
I just want to get it over with. We should have just left this week. Dad is already out there anyway.
We have to wait until Mom is ready to go. She wants to do things like transferring her bank accounts and setting up her new driver's license. Besides, she still has work to finish.
I guess so. I'm just glad she told her boss early on. Otherwise, we might be stuck here even longer. What did you learn in class today, Tom?
We learned about how things move and the variations that make them move differently.
I thought you had geometry on Wednesdays. This sounds complicated for the first-year high school students.
We usually do have geometry, but a special speaker came in today. Besides, it isn't nearly as hard as the chemistry class on Thursday.
So what did you learn?
Well, the scientist that came in told us all about how speed and weight change the way that things interact with our world. But he was surprised when I asked my question about something else.
What did you ask about?
I remembered a long time ago when you and Dad told me about gravity. We were talking about the moon and how people can jump really high there. So I asked him what the difference would be between one object here and on the moon.
What did you learn in class today, Tom?
We learned about how things move and the variations that make them move differently.
I thought you had geometry on Wednesdays. This sounds complicated for the first-year high school students.
We usually do have geometry, but a special speaker came in today. Besides, it isn't nearly as hard as the chemistry class on Thursday.
So what did you learn?
Well, the scientist that came in told us all about how speed and weight change the way that things interact with our world. But he was surprised when I asked my question about something else.
What did you ask about?
I remembered a long time ago when you and Dad told me about gravity. We were talking about the moon and how people can jump really high there. So I asked him what the difference would be between one object here and on the moon. If you want, you can sleep for a little while on the couch before we go. I know you had a long day of work. I'll make sure you don't sleep too long.
I'll pass up the sleep, but yes, it was especially long because we had our annual meeting. It's not usually a problem, but this one had us sitting for a long time.
Was it really boring?
Actually, it was pretty interesting.
Well, I have coffee already made if you want some. It is cold, if that's okay.
Sure. I don't normally have cold coffee, though. As long as it doesn't have any sugar or milk in it, I will enjoy it.
No problem. Here you go.
Thanks. Did John say what time his baseball game ended today? He'll need to shower afterwards. We can prepare a cup of sour coffee for him.
He said in about 2 hours from now he would be here. We could watch a film while we wait.
That's okay. I'll save my attention for the classical violinists we will see.
If you want, you can sleep for a little while on the couch before we go. I know you had a long day of work. I'll make sure you don't sleep too long.
I'll pass up the sleep, but yes, it was especially long because we had our annual meeting. It's not usually a problem, but this one had us sitting for a long time.
Was it really boring?
Actually, it was pretty interesting.
Well, I have coffee already made if you want some. It is cold, if that's okay.
Sure. I don't normally have cold coffee, though. As long as it doesn't have any sugar or milk in it, I will enjoy it.
No problem. Here you go.
Thanks. Did John say what time his baseball game ended today? He'll need to shower afterwards. We can prepare a cup of sour coffee for him.
He said in about 2 hours from now he would be here. We could watch a film while we wait.
That's okay. I'll save my attention for the classical violinists we will see. Tell me how you have been feeling since you have recovered.
Well, doctor, I feel much better now. I don't have headaches anymore, and I'm beginning to get my smell back. However, I still can't taste anything.
That may take a while to get back, but I will take some blood work into the laboratory and we can take a look. If you would like, I know of a treatment that is being experimented with. They are looking for people with your condition.
Will it help fix my problem? Eating and drinking are my favorite things in the world.
It might, but you will need to go somewhere else to do the program. We don't have anything like that here at the hospital.
I don't care. If it gives me my senses back, I'll do it.
Well, taste is strongly tied with the sense of smell. The idea behind the experiment is to have you working out your nose. You will start with strong smells and move to weaker ones in order to train your nose to work again.
And that will help me taste things? Wouldn't it be better to eat really strong food or drinks?
No, it wouldn't. You need to gain the strength back little by little. Unfortunately, there is no medicine that can cure this issue quickly. Tell me how you have been feeling since you have recovered.
Well, doctor, I feel much better now. I don't have headaches anymore, and I'm beginning to get my smell back. However, I still can't taste anything.
That may take a while to get back, but I will take some blood work into the laboratory and we can take a look. If you would like, I know of a treatment that is being experimented with. They are looking for people with your condition.
Will it help fix my problem? Eating and drinking are my favorite things in the world.
It might, but you will need to go somewhere else to do the program. We don't have anything like that here at the hospital.
I don't care. If it gives me my senses back, I'll do it.
Well, taste is strongly tied with the sense of smell. The idea behind the experiment is to have you working out your nose. You will start with strong smells and move to weaker ones in order to train your nose to work again.
And that will help me taste things? Wouldn't it be better to eat really strong food or drinks?
No, it wouldn't. You need to gain the strength back little by little. Unfortunately, there is no medicine that can cure this issue quickly.
An ocean mystery. How the blackest fish in the deep sea are so extremely black has been solved in a study that began with a bad photograph. Dr. Karen Osborne said that she couldn't get a good shot, just shapes. Her detailed study of the animal's super black skin revealed that it traps light. While it makes them difficult to photograph, scientists say it provides the best way of hiding. There is, Dr. Osborne explained, nowhere to hide from enemies in the deep ocean. So this super blackness makes creatures almost invisible. The discovery could result in new super black materials, such as coatings for the insides of telescopes or cameras. Several species appear to have developed the same trick. Parts of their skin push away any light they don't absorb, Dr. Osborne said. It was her unsuccessful efforts to take good photographs of the creatures that inspired her to take a closer look. Every picture I took was really bad, she said. Then I noticed they had really strange skin. They're so black, and they suck up all the light. This is the best way of hiding in the deep sea. Living in the deep sea is like playing hide and seek. Being so black really helps these creatures to survive. Her efforts to capture beautifully clear images of these species, all of which live at ocean depths of more than 200 meters, eventually paid off. It took a lot of special lighting, she admitted. An ocean mystery. How the blackest fish in the deep sea are so extremely black has been solved in a study that began with a bad photograph. Dr. Karen Osborne said that she couldn't get a good shot, just shapes. Her detailed study of the animal's super black skin revealed that it traps light. While it makes them difficult to photograph, scientists say it provides the best way of hiding. There is, Dr. Osborne explained, nowhere to hide from enemies in the deep ocean. So this super blackness makes creatures almost invisible. The discovery could result in new super black materials, such as coatings for the insides of telescopes or cameras. Several species appear to have developed the same trick. Parts of their skin push away any light they don't absorb, Dr. Osborne said. It was her unsuccessful efforts to take good photographs of the creatures that inspired her to take a closer look. Every picture I took was really bad, she said. Then I noticed they had really strange skin. They're so black, and they suck up all the light. This is the best way of hiding in the deep sea. Living in the deep sea is like playing hide and seek. Being so black really helps these creatures to survive. Her efforts to capture beautifully clear images of these species, all of which live at ocean depths of more than 200 meters, eventually paid off. It took a lot of special lighting, she admitted.
将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。